Hallelujah. Let's look at let's teach this morning. John 9 and 1 through verse 8. I've read this scripture, taught from it before, but I want to tackle it again. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born?" Didn't develop this or acquire it. He was born blind. Somebody messed up. Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh, no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground. The light spit on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, "Is not this he that sat and begged?" The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, "Is not this he that sat and begged?" I want to teach this is that. That may not sound like a big title. And Boudreaux and Thibodeau would say it this way: this is that. This is that. Amen. Lord, we come before you today. I'm thankful for this opportunity that we have to let you work the works that you can do among men and make them manifest. Bless us today as we endeavor to go deeper into your word, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. This is that. As Jesus and his disciples were passing by, they saw this blind man, a man that could not see from his mother's womb, if you will. And he couldn't see them, but they could see him. And I'm so glad this morning that he saw me before I saw him. I'm glad that he knows where you're at before you even know where you're at. Before the man even realized he was blind, God already knew he was blind. Somebody had to finally tell him, "Now, son, everybody else can see but you." And so sometimes I'm glad that God already knew about me before I even knew about me. And in the view of most people, this man would be concluded to be a hopeless case. We have no cure for you. There is nothing we can do for you. And anytime you reach man's extremities, it does become God's opportunity. And because he said all things are possible to them that believe. Without believing, nothing is impossible. But to them that believe, all things become eligible to be possible. Didn't mean they will all happen, but now they're eligible to happen. And so this was a hopeless case in man's eyes, but God specializes in hopelessness. When he said that he was anointed, he said he anointed me in Luke chapter 4. He said he anointeth me to open the blind eyes, to restore those that have been bruised, to set at liberty them are captive. God specializes in restoration. He specializes in what man has torn down, he can build up. What Jesus was God's medicine cabinet, if you will, wrapped in flesh. Jesus was God's word incarnate. Jesus was the power of God in flesh. He was the deity of God in person. All power was given unto him in heaven and earth. He was the supply house of heaven, had come down to meet earth's needs. All the treasures of heaven were now down here on earth. And Jesus was the answer to every question. You may have been taught by your mom, your dad, your Sunday school teacher, don't question God. That's how you learn, is by asking questions. I'm not questioning God from like questioning God, but I'm like many of those in the Bible that said it was Rebecca, as the two babies struggled within her. She said, if I'm so blessed, why am I thus? What's this going on inside of me? It was Gideon that said, Lord, if we're so blessed of you, then why has all of this befallen us? Why am I blessed and then scared too? And so many times we have to realize the work's not through. The work is not through. And God specializes in these hopeless cases, and his disciples looked at the answer and asked him the question, Master, why? Who did sin? This man or his parents? We've got it narrowed down. And sometimes I'm afraid you and I narrow things down when we ought to be open-minded. We got it narrowed down as to what we think, and they're both wrong. Why did this happen? Oh, I can tell you why that. You're wrong. Only he knows the answers. And since the situation appears to be hopeless, could we please get an explanation? And I can live with that. Why has this befallen us? Why was he made blind? Why am I thus? If you can't heal me, if you can't help me, explain it to me so maybe I can live with the explanation. Are you understanding me? If you're not going to fix it, tell me why has this happened to me? The disciples saw what seemed to be injustice to a man who was born blind. It is not like he was working in a chemical plant and it hit his eyes and now he's blind. It seemed like life had dealt him a bad hand, and he had never seen, not one day, not one rainbow, not one red bird, if you will. He had never seen a deer or a sunrise. No beauty had ever come into his eyes to enjoy that of the many things that God has created. But I want to tell you, neither can you see either without the light. He's going to prove something. I'm going to show y'all something today is what he's saying, that the works of God may be mine. I am the light of the world, and you won't see anything either. We turn these lights out, you'll grope around in darkness like he was. And he's going to show them the darkness they sit in and the light that has appeared unto them. The Bible talks about a great light that shone to men that sat in darkness. Man, I'm telling you what, I mean, I appreciate all these lights that we have here, but it seemed like people read their Bible more when they had a candle. I remember many times out in the country, my dad would be preaching those lights. I'm thinking, y'all hear all that thunder last night? Man, I woke up and I thought about how great thou art. I did, Lord, how I hear the thunder rolling, the lightning flashing. Lord, it's your works, Lord. Hallelujah. And I went on back to sleep. My wife stayed up all night. And I remember my daddy be preaching out in the country at LeBlanc. There would just be one lightning strike and the lights go out. He didn't even stop. He didn't even acknowledge that. He just kept on preaching. Every while somebody would get him a candle and light, he said, set it there, and he'd keep on going. I wasn't going to give the devil any credit. I'm not going to give the darkness any credit. You don't understand? I'm not going to give the darkness any credit. Jesus replied, neither is this man's sin nor his parents, but the works of God may be manifest. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day, for the night cometh when no man can work. I must work the works. Sometimes you have to work it out. Work the works, no matter how difficult and how many skills you may have and how difficult the task may be, you still have to work it out. You still have to solve the problem. We have teachers here. You're a teacher, right? You ever told your students, show your work? Sure. Oh, yeah. You see, because what can happen is if they can add them numbers or they already know the answer, they just write the answer down there. Well, you don't know if they cheated or not. So you always tell them, show your works. You may know the answer. You may have the Holy Ghost. Thank God. Appreciate that. You may confess Him as your personal Savior. That's wonderful. But if you don't show your works, you cheated. No man can get up any other way except he come by the door. There's no way over it, around it, or under it. You've got to come through the door. And He said, I must work the works of Him that sent me. So faith without what is dead? And abideth alone. I don't care how much faith you got. You got to work it out. Oh, God's going to send me a job. Get the classifieds out and start looking. Start knocking on a few doors. You've got to do the works. And so He said, I will show the works of the one that sent me. The Bible does say to work out your own soul salvation with what? Fear and trembling. You have to work it out. And even Jesus said, let your light so shine that men see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You got to work this thing out. Getting the Holy Ghost one time, speaking in tongues, sitting on the pew is not enough. Hell will be full of people that thought they were going to be saved. And they had no works. The Bible says when He comes back, He will judge you according to the deeds that you have done on this earth. That's the works. Amen. Let me go a little bit deeper here before I get lost in this. The answer said that neither this man nor his parents has sinned, but that the works of God may be made manifest, that we might see them, that you might see them while it is yet day. I am the day. I am the light. And I'm going to make these works manifest while it is yet day, while I am still here. I am the light of the world, and nobody can see without light. You can't see the workings of God without the light of God. And too many times we don't understand that God is working. He's doing something in your life. You need to let it register that the scripture does say, quit quoting it and start living it. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are the called according to His purpose. Quit quoting it and start living it. All things work together. I am the light of the world. What He was saying is this world is full of blindness. You are as blind as this man. We were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. You were in darkness as much as this man. And He's trying to show them the carnal and relate it to the spiritual. You too cannot see without light. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And He said, let there be light. And there was light. And He called the light day. And He called the darkness night. First thing God created was the light. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning, and nothing was made or created that was not by Him and for Him. And in Him was light, and His light became the light of men. Woo, hallelujah. He was going to show in the light, in the day, the works of God. If there's one thing you need, enlighten me, show me, enlighten me. Let me see the light of this thing right here. The Bible says no man has a candle inside of him, but the word of the Lord is a candle inside of him. It is the light that is inside of you. Hallelujah. After He got their attention, He spit on the ground. He spit on the dirt. He spit on what man came out of. He spit on them before they spit on Him. Yeah. He spit on the Adam, the dirt, the dust. He spit on dust. Adam came out of the dust of the earth. Now, it's one thing to spit. A lot of times they spit on the ground. It's another thing to stick your finger in it and start twirling it around. Jesus is gone crazy, y'all. He's gone making mud pies. He's wacko. Making him a little spit mud pie. A clay, the Bible says that He made a clay spittle. But he spit on the dust. He turned it into a clay ball, if you will, and no doubt made a little pie. Now, some people put cucumbers over their eyes. I've seen the pictures of cucumbers. Jesus had his own way of getting. He made a cucumber, a mud pie, and he put it over this man's eyes. And he called it an anointing. And he called it an anointing. What do you call an anointing? When you're singing good and you're playing good, and I'm so anointed, you're preaching good. He called that an anointing. Spit, man, and he anointed his eyes. And I've said many times, those that stood around are probably going, ooh, I can't believe it. And that man probably said, y'all shut up. I can't even see what he's doing. And it really don't matter. I've never seen in my life, and if this will work, praise God, get after it, put some more. It's not you that's blind, it's me. Too many times we try to please somebody else with the way we act and the way we live. It's not them that's in need, it's you. And so he anointed his eyes with the mud pie. He added darkness to darkness. See, he's showing them something. He added darkness to darkness. And if you could see, and we put the mud pie on you, you're as blind as him. Having eyes and cannot see, right? Isn't that what he said? Having ears and cannot hear. So even this man couldn't see, but now he really can't see. He's got this mud pie, but it's an anointing. And the disciples probably marveled at that and said, I can't see why you're doing that. I can't see why in my lifetime. I can't see. And you're right, you can't see. That's what he was trying to tell them. You can't see the works of God until they're finished. I said something. You will not see the works of God in your life until it's finished. If you're watching what God is doing in your life too close, you will get discouraged. If you're watching too close, I preached a sermon one time called The Big Picture. You've got to get the big picture of what God's doing, because if you're watching too close, you will get discouraged. Because what does a mud pie have to do with sight? Come on, Jesus. You've got to be crazy. I'm leaving Jesus. I'm not even going to stay till the man gets back. This is foolishness. If you watch too close, my brothers and sisters, so what goes on in your life, you will forsake. It will discourage you. He's not finished, and he's not finished with you yet. Sometimes he has better things ahead for you. And we get discouraged with where it looks like we're going backwards. The first appointment that this man has is to go wash off what he put on. The word anointed means to be sent, right? That's what it means, to be sent. And he sends him to the pool of Siloam, which being interpreted is sent. It's one thing to be anointed, but if you don't keep the appointment, the anointing is no good. David was anointed many years before he was appointed to be the king. So just stay anointed until it's time to be appointed. And he goes and he washes his eyes, and the Bible says he came back seeing. He washed off the carnal thing and he came back spiritual, if you will. He came back different. He didn't need an escort, didn't need anybody to help him. He came back. He came back. God wants you to come back. Are you understanding me? God wants to restore you. God wants to bring you back to the place where you should be in him. He wants to bring you back. When he came back, he came seeing. Now I understand about them mud pies, Jesus. I got a little bobo right here, Jesus. Why don't you put one of them mud pies here? It's not in the mud pie. It's in the man who made the mud pie. Hallelujah. It's in the answer, if you will. It's not in the clay. It's not in the spit. It's in the man. Hallelujah. Who put the anointing on. Who sent me. Hallelujah. Oh, I got to hurry because I got some good things to tell you. I want to explore for a minute this works of God. Work is when you take one thing and you convert it into something else. That is the true definition of work. It is the transfer of energy from one thing to another. It's like you take a hammer and you got a nail and you have the muscles and you transfer the energy from the hammer to the nail and into the board. Now I see the works were made manifest. Or do you understand? It sounds simple, but it's true. I can say, man, I'm strong. I'm good with a hammer. Well, talk about it all you want to, but until you hit the nail on the head, now sometimes I miss 3 or 4 times, then I hit it, but when you hit the nail on the head, it's made manifest. Wow, the works of God is the changing. It's the energy that you put into it to change you from the vile creature that you are into the image of His dear Son. It is the changing of you. It is the transformation of you so that you're not conformed to this world, but you're transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. The Bible talks about the fivefold ministry. What is it for? The perfecting of the saints. If you don't want to get any better, don't come to church. The works of God was changing the earthly to the spiritual. It was more than just helping the blind man to see. It was making the works of God manifest so that others could see. That's why you're an epistle written and read of all men. That's why you show your works that men may praise your Father which is in heaven. And now watch verse 8. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? This is that. Is this that or is that this? This was that. And someone said, no, it's not him. He said, no, it's me. It's me. Hallelujah. I can see now. Someone said, well, it looks like him. He said, no, I don't have a twin brother. It's me. And the world, the Pharisees got involved. How did this happen? Well, who, by what power? And the Jews got involved. And everybody got involved. Why? Because the works of God were made manifest. He could have took him in a little corner and done it. And there was times he did that. He said, tell no man, because it wasn't time to be made manifest. Does anybody here have a testimony of this and that? You can say, I was that, and now I'm this. So that neighbors and friends and relatives can say, is this that? Is this that man that sat by the gate called Beautiful that's leaping and jumping and running? This is that. God wants to change who you are into who you can be. I am the light. I am the light. I am what changes a seed into a plant and into fruit. Light changes everything. It was more than once Jesus said, this is that. He said, this is that bread that cometh down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat and are dead and ate it in the wilderness, but I am that bread. This is that. But not as they did, but if a man believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He said, I will raise him up on the last day. So where that manna ran out, I pick up. You got to understand that. That's a whole nother sermon there. Where that runs out, I take over. This is that. So when we look at the prophet Joel, you remember old brother Joel there, he said, this is that, which was spoken of. Peter said, by the prophet Joel, this is that. What is he saying? This became that. It didn't happen when Joel said it. It happened hundreds, if not thousands of years later, that this that he said became that, and it fulfilled the prophecy. You and I need to be patient with God as he changes people from this to that. too many times when they come to church, we want them to be that, what you are, after 30 years. You're forgetting what you were 30 years ago. And you're forgetting how long it took you to become this. You used to be that too. I'll tell you this. As y'all know, I like to plant trees, and I got probably 30 trees in pots right now. Water, didn't have to water them last night, but several years ago, quite a few years ago, about maybe 12 years ago, I planted some pecan trees. I always wanted to have some pecan trees, you know, and so I bought some pecan trees and I planted four of them, and they kept growing kind of stemmy, you know, they're growing kind of these trunks. I didn't like it because a lot of wind out there. I wanted to be bushy. So I decided I'd trim them a little bit. And every time I would trim them, this one shoot would bypass where I just trimmed it and it'd start going back up. So I said, I'll take care of that. I mean, I cut them back. It's either kill or cure. I cut them back. Same thing. It come out the side and this one shoot started going right back up where I had just... I wanted it to bush out. I didn't want them to get tall. And I finally realized I was trying to change the nature of the tree. This will never be that. I was just hurting the tree. It's got scars today, and it weakened the branches. I should have left it alone and just braced it. Now it come out, and it's like... Because I abused it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Anytime you try to make this into that, and it's not meant to be that, then what happens is you abuse this, and it never becomes that. There's been a screwdriver handle I've messed up trying to make it to be a hammer. Right? You look around, you don't see a hammer, you say, well, I don't have much further to go. I'm just knocking in with this screwdriver. And you take the end of that, and you take the handle, and you beat it in. But the next time you put your hand to the handle, you'll find out you have abused it because you tried to change this into that. And unless God changes you, and you try to make people that's not ready to be, all you're doing is hurting them. And all you're doing is turning them away because this is not ready to be that. At the fullness of time, he brought forth his son so that this could become that. And so we have to be careful, my brothers and sisters, as we raise up people and children. You know, the worst thing you can do is abuse a child. That's the worst thing you can do. When I plant trees, my yard man and I, he retired, thank the Lord. I'm back to mowing my own yard and enjoying it. But every time I'd plant a little tree, Brother Valentine, about that big around, I'd put mulch around it, and I'd try to put that weed ear, and that string would go around that thing one time. It's dead. If it wasn't dead, it had a sore, and it never did do right. When you abuse things early, they don't. Now, you let it mature and become a mighty oak, you'll wear your weed eater out on it. Because that acorn become that. But if you catch it in between this and that, you're going to abuse it. Wait till this is that, and then try to, right? So give people time to change. The Bible says in Romans that we were wild by nature. All of us were wild by nature. Your nature is to be wild. I don't care. You may not believe it, but we take the Holy Ghost out of some of y'all, there's no telling what you would be doing. No telling. No telling what beach you would be on and what you would be wearing and all this kind of stuff. There's no telling. Because the Bible says we were wild by nature, but we were grafted in, you see? So it changed our nature. And unless the nature of a thing changes, you won't change it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If the nature don't change, it won't change. And we must take on, the Bible says, the divine nature of Christ. And the only way that's going to happen is to be grafted into him. And then you will change into whatever the roots produce. Peter told the Lord, I'll never leave you. Got my sword here, cutting people's ears off. Then he's telling a little damsel, I don't know him. Never met the man in my life. Cursing to make sure that, you see, but it was too late. It was too late. They already know your speech betrays you, pal. You were with him. It's too late. Some of them, they've already seen you come in. You might as well worship the Lord. It's too late to go back. And so the Lord rebuked Peter as he stood there that day and said, all may leave you, but not I. But at the table that night, he said, is it I? Right? Is it I? And he said, the cock won't crow till you have denied me thrice. He said, Peter, let me tell you something. Satan hath desired to have you. Say that with me. Satan hath desired to have me. One more time. Satan hath desired to have me. He's after you. Oh, yeah, he's after you. And he said, but I have prayed for you. See, he wants to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. You're going to fail, but don't let your faith fall. You may go through sickness. You may go through pain. You may go through disappointments. You may go through unhappy marriage. You may have children. I don't know, all these things. But don't let your faith fail. And when thou art what? When this becomes that. When you are converted, then strengthen your brother. Tell him, I know what you're talking about. I went through the same thing you went through. Lord, I'm glad that Jesus didn't rebuke me like. Mm-hmm. You know what he said he was going to do to me? Pray for me that my faith fail not. And this, what Peter was, became that rock that Christ built his ministry upon. Hallelujah. It takes time, brother, for this to become that. Amen. Judge nothing before it's time. Amen. And right now it's time to take our break. Amen. God bless you. We thank you for listening. Sunday school, come back for morning worship in about 10 minutes.